Microplastics. I'm sure you've got a lot of them in your body.
We all do, evidently.
Some maybe more than others, but I thought there was a fascinating story in The Guardian recently about how these little devils travel. And they gave the example of an acrylic jumper, which I guess we would call a sweater here in the U.S.
I guess. I mean, I assume that they meant like a baby jumper.
No, yeah. I think they meant a sweater.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think the important, you know, to start right away is, you know, the talk about microplastics has always been like about plastic bottles.
Right.
You know, and in particular, those related to what I think is the biggest example of excess and inexcusable excess in the United States. And that is putting water in bottles and selling you water in bottles.
Right. That's why I think it's really good that they took a different
right.
plastic item. And they talk about how, you know, what happens when you take this particular item made from oil. It's oil, plastic. And
right. All these synthetic fibers are sure. derived from petroleum.
And so they kind of trace the history of a single thread of polyester, which gets, you know, dislodged from the fabric when it's spinning around in the wash machine. And they even point out that any particular load of wash will probably shed hundreds of thousands of tiny plastic fragments and threads. And then...
Actually, once you know that, you might want to think about using a glove when you clean the lint filter on your dryer. Because the lint filter
is exactly
that. Or you might
want to think of just not washing your clothes so often, or maybe not having... you know, get cotton. Get clothing made from natural fibers. But anyway, they point out that along with billions of other microscopic synthetic fibers, this thread, this one little thread they've traced, travels through the household watering system, the water pipes, ends up potentially, possibly, in some sewage sludge that gets spread on farmers' fields. And I know that there are farmers in the Des Moines Metro that willingly spread sewage sludge because it's got some nutrients in it.
Yeah.
And it's also
got a lot of pathogens in it.
Well, yeah, and apparently also has a fragment of this sweater in it, mm-hmm. along with hundreds of thousands of other, you know, microplastic fragments. And so what happens? As the article points out, that turns the soil into a huge global reservoir on microplastics, you know, because it's happening everywhere. And so, from here, of course, it finds its way through the human food chain. Insects, you know, eat plants that are, you know, taking up this stuff from the soil. Birds eat it, mammals eat it, and then humans will eat it eventually too. So there's all kinds of ways in which these microplastics get into our system. But whoever thought that the humble little polyester sweater would be such a culprit? Anyway.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of times if you read, people who are very concerned about microplastic exposure, you know, they'll talk about, like, they don't take the receipt off the printer at the gas station because the paper has a plastic substance on it, you know, for doing the high printing there.
Yeah.
You know, but it's one of those things where really, as this article points out, even if you don't drink bottled water, even if you handle the receipt at the gas station with plastic gloves, which of course exposes you to plastic also.
right.
And you know, inevitably it's being recycled back to us. And we do have no idea at this point what the consequence, especially in young people, of having these accrual of, you know, plastics in our body.
So you don't think this advice is very good?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
And that, of course, was a great scene from the classic movie The Graduate.
Right.
Dustin Hoffman, I guess he was in his 20s at that point.
The rich guy was right.
Mm-hmm.
There is a great future.
There was
in
a
plastic.
Great future in plastics, yeah. Absolutely.
But not for humanity, but for the individuals who decided to capitalize on
well,
cheap
the problem
oil.
Is there is actually great utility in plastics.
Sure,
in
and you see
society.
That as a profession, and your profession is a doctor.
Oh yeah, I mean it's it it, you know, the problem is that a lot of things, now we have this huge stream that has to somehow be dealt with, mm-hmm. you know, and we're burying it, or we're doing all these things. We're even recycling, essentially, is putting these plastics back into the environment.
Sure. Yeah, and certain types of plastic recycling work a lot better than others.
Yeah, it's funny because I think I've said this before on the show. You know, everybody wants to grab onto something like, you know, vaccines are causing autism. Seems to me it's way more likely that something that they haven't considered, like microplastics, which do accumulate in the brain, are much more likely to have some influence on autism than vaccines.